me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. Carl Diamond was a builder who lived in Spain. He was an excellent and talented builder, but he often acted in a way that was sneaky, dishonest, and greedy. He was sly in the way he acted. As I said, he was a brilliant builder. And besides for being a builder, he was also an architect. He built houses for people in Madrid, and they were very, very pleased with his work. The architecture was creative and open. But what did Carl do that was dishonest and sly? He would make a little bit of extra money by buying materials that cost less than what he was saying they cost. So for example, instead of getting the best quality metal or the best quality wood, he would get less quality but charge as if it was higher quality. But because he only did this in very small ways in each house, his customers didn't notice. Nobody figured it out. It was very, very small changes. And people thought that he was such a great builder because the homes that he built looked so beautiful that his reputation for being a wonderful builder spread far and wide. And after a few years of Carl building houses for people in Madrid, the mayor approached him, and the mayor said, "Wow, you have creativity. You have artistic vision. You create beautiful, beautiful homes. I would like to hire you to please build a number of government offices in Madrid." Carl did a fine job using his regular strategy of slightly less expensive materials, making believe that they were the more expensive materials. Again, it wasn't obvious enough for anybody else to notice. Maybe it would have an impact 10 or 20 years down the line, but not yet. And Carl Diamond built many, many government offices for the mayor over the years. And he also continued to build houses for residents using his trick of buying slightly less expensive material, but charging his customers as if it was the expensive material. 20 years passed, and Carl was 65 years old. The mayor called him in and said, "Carl, I'd like to talk to you. I'd like you to build a home right here in Madrid that I am going to designate for an honorary citizen." Carl was getting a little tired. He was thinking to himself, "I'm going to retire in a few years. What can I do to make my job easier on this house that he asked me to build for the honorary citizen and help me get more money more quickly for my retirement?
I know that I usually cut corners a little bit by buying materials that are less expensive, but I'm gonna really do a job this time. Carl bought wallpaper that looked like wood, and he covered the beams with that instead of even bothering with sheetrock for the walls. And then he was thinking, instead of a big, beautiful bay window that he had drawn up in the plans, I'll just put a painting of a window and there'll be a timer on it so the lighting can change as needed. Whoever this honorary citizen is could surely enjoy and be happy with the view of a painting instead of having a real window to look out of. What about the plumbing? How can I save some money on plumbing? Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll set up the water system, Carl said to himself, so that only one unit could work at a time. So if you're using the sink in the kitchen, you can't use the sink anywhere else in the house. It's okay. This honorary citizen will learn to be very patient. And, oh, I have such a good idea. I'm going to use the same pipe for the washing machine as the bathroom. So each time this honorary citizen wants to do his or her laundry, he or she will have the honorary pleasure of walking next door to the bathroom and turning on the shower to get the water moving. Electricity? Oh, it's so good to be fit. I'll set up a generator in the backyard so that only one small electric panel will be needed to set up in the house. And this honorary citizen will be in such good shape because there'll be a bicycle attached to the generator. And if he bikes or she bikes for 30 minutes a day, that will get the generator moving. Ah, the house was complete. And the mayor set a date for his annual banquet in City Hall. Of course, Carl the Builder was invited to attend the banquet. He was the official builder for the mayor for the city of Madrid. At the banquet, the mayor spoke about many accomplishments that had happened in the city over the year. And then he said, I'd like to remind everybody in this city how much you have personally benefited from the works of our town builder, Carl Diamond. Some of you benefited on a personal level by building your home with him, or from the many public offices and government offices that were built by him, including the library. And he continued to praise and praise Carl, talking about his dedication and his work for so many decades. And as your retirement package, Carl, at this banquet, I'm honored to announce the magnificent home that you just built that looks so gorgeous when we all pass by. It is a gift to you. Carl couldn't believe what he was hearing. Here he took all the shortcuts and the house looked gorgeous on the outside, but it was a piece of garbage. He'd have to bicycle 30 minutes to get the electricity moving. He'd have to turn the shower on every time he wanted to use the washing machine. Oh no, there wasn't even sheetrock behind that wallpaper. It was like a fake wall. Oh no. In this week's Parsha, Yaakov was 63 years old when he got the bracha. And he arrived at Haran at the age of 77. And he worked for 7 years for Rachel, who he really wanted to marry. That brings us to 84 years old. Yaakov had offered to work 7 years for Rachel's father, for Lavan, his mom's brother, to secure her hand in marriage, to marry her. Lavan agreed, and a wedding date was picked. And Yaakov worked so honestly and so carefully and so diligently for 7 years. Wow. And when Lavan saw what a great worker Yaakov was and how much bracha, how many brachot, how many blessings came from his work, he was thinking, how can I get more out of him? Because Lavan was sly and tricky. And after the 7 years, when Lavan threw a big feast to celebrate the wedding of Rachel and Yaakov, he made a switcheroo. He substituted his older daughter Leah in the place of Rachel. Yaakov and Rachel had made up certain signs in order to be safe against Lavan's tricky ways. But when Rachel saw how humiliated her sister would be, she passed the signs on to Leah. The next morning, when Yaakov realized what Lavan had done to him, he said, Lavan, what happened here? What's going on? I worked for 7 years to marry Rachel. And Lavan said, oh, we do things differently here than where you come from. We don't marry off younger sisters before older sisters. But don't worry, Yaakov. Just wait 7 days for the week of the Mishteh, the Sheva Brachot. And then I'll give you Rachel to marry. You can marry her for the low, low price of Sheva Shanim Achirot. Another 7 years of work for me. What? What was Lavan thinking? How could he make an offer like that to Yaakov after Yaakov had worked 7 hard years for Rachel? You think Lavan might have been worried that right after Yaakov would marry Rachel, he would leave without working the additional 7 years? Or maybe Yaakov wouldn't work as diligently and as carefully? Not Yaakov. When Yaakov agreed to the offer and waited the week and married Rachel and worked for 7 more years, Sheva Shanim Achirot, the Midrash teaches us that the 7 years of the second round after Lavan tricked him were identical to the first 7 years. Yaakov worked honestly and carefully and took such good care of the sheep. Wow, how incredible is that? Even though Yaakov was not being treated properly by Lavan, even though he was tricked into doing the extra work, Yaakov showed the same dedication and the same diligence to his work in the next 7 years. Sheva Shanim Achirot, the second 7 years, looked the same in the quality of work that Yaakov had as the first 7 years. Yaakov understood that no matter what kind of tricky person Lavan was being, Yaakov knew that he was standing before Hashem, and he knew that he was an honest person who was going to deal honestly in the way he carried himself. The way we act again and again and again becomes the way we act. It strengthens our muscles. Let's all work hard on our honesty muscles so that even when we are in difficult situations, we won't be tempted to be dishonest and we'll take the high road just like Yaakov Avinu. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's parsha and bring into our lives. May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.